Our soul has been made to rejoice in the good songs of Zion tonight. I thank the Lord. Thank you, ladies, for doing that request. And I appreciate it so very much. And all the good singing, the good prayer that's been prayed, and just simply good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate each and every one that's come tonight. It's already been said. And let's just bind our efforts together that we might worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I know that we've already worshiped Him, but that I need your help tonight that the Lord might deliver us, that we might bring a message. Be my prayer that we could rejoice in it and be glad in the good things of God. I think about a lot of times when a man one time was dwelling in the graveyard dwelling amongst death. And then he met a man named Jesus. And when Jesus went to depart from that coast, he just wanted to get on board the ship and go off with him. Roger, a lot of times when we get in a good meeting, brother and I, and we get high and lifted up in the Lord, I feel like I could just take the heels of somebody and go on to glory. But brother, he desired to go with the Lord, and the Lord turned and said, "You go and you tell them what marvelous things the Lord has done unto thee." So while we're here, I want to tell somebody about the good things that the Lord has done unto me. The Bible said in the 78th Psalm, the 19th verse, "Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?" And may the Lord add His blessings tonight to the reading of His word. And I love to think about when our Lord stood upon a mountain one time and He began to preach and He said many, many things. And brethren, I want you to know that it was all good and what the people needed. But He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Brethren, I'm glad tonight, as Brother Michael talked about his heritage, I'm proud of mine and I'm thankful that I was raised up to come to the house of God the same way we come to the supper table with a good appetite and ready to eat. Brethren, I'm glad today that God is able and willing to furnish a table in the wilderness. Why, just before we left the house and we cut on the television and seen the warnings going out of great storms. While we've got warnings in the Word of God that we're going to experience storms in this life. You know why we have the storms here? Because you and I, we're dwelling in a wilderness land. We're dwelling in a lowly land of sin and sorrow. But I'm glad tonight that God is able to give that to us, that will nurture us and give us strength along the way. The Bible said when Jesus and His disciples was there one time and His disciples had been sent out on a journey to go and preach the gospel, when they come back and they were telling the Lord about it, and the Lord said, "Let us depart. We're going to go to a desert place that we may sit and we may rest and we may eat." The Bible said that as they departed, there was many of a great multitude that saw the Lord, and they followed Him. Brethren, when He saw the multitude there, the Bible said when He looked at them, He looked at them as sheep, not having a shepherd. Brethren, He didn't sit down and rest. He just waited a while, and He began to teach the people many things. Brethren, the Bible said that the disciples looked and said, "The day is far spent, and this is a desert place that we're in. Just send the multitude away that they might go into the town and buy bread and eat. He wanted them just to be with him. And he said, how many loaves said, give ye them to eat. And they said, Lord, we don't have enough. He said, how many do you have? And brother, and they said, well, we've just got five barley loaves and two small fishes. But Lord, what are they amongst so many? Oh, God, tonight. And the Lord said, just bring them to me. Brethren, and when he got the loaves and the fishes, he blessed them and said, now distribute out to the people. The Bible said that day before they begin to eat. Now listen, brethren, we told you. The Bible said that they had departed to a desert place. And right before they begin to eat, this is just how good he is. This is what kind of table he provides. He didn't give it to them and let them eat on the run like you and I do a lot of times today. Troy in a hurry, busy here and there, running through the drive-thru. Brother in the Lord, before they eat, he commanded them. In a desert place. Oh, God, tonight. In a dry, dusty place. He commanded them to sit down upon green grass. Brother, no wonder the psalmist said this. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Brethren, one day after a while, when I drop this robe of flesh and take my heavenly flight, brethren, that they sang about, brethren, to the hills of home, brethren, those holy hills, brethren, I'm going that way, and listen to me, brethren, there tonight, as they begin to eat, the Bible said, we're going up home to live in green pastures. And you know what's so good about it? Brother, an old song says, where we shall live and die no more. Brother, there in green pastures, the Bible said, as they sit down and begin to eat, that there was 5,000 men, not even counting the women and children that did eat. And everyone that was hungry was filled on that day. Brother, my God can prepare a table in the wilderness. The Bible said that when the children of Israel there was going through just wandering around in the wilderness, you say, preacher, why was they there? Brother Chris preached a little this morning about it. When the spies were sent out into the land, and 10 came back and said, we're not able. But Joshua and Caleb came back with the first ripe grapes and the pomegranates and said, would you look? Here is the fruit of the land. Let us go up once and possess it. But because of their unbelief, they dwelt in the wilderness for some 40 years. Brethren, I want you to know tonight, there's a lot of people in this world that you and I are living in that's wandering out yonder aimlessly in a wilderness land when they could be pulled up to the table of God and feasting on manna from above. Brethren, no wonder the writer said in one place that we should taste the good word of God. Brethren, it's sweet to the taste. The Bible said there as they was was wandering in the wilderness, and God gave them manna from on high there in the mornings. And brethren, as they begin to eat this manna, they begin to think about the day when they was in Egypt, and they begin to mention the cucumbers, the melons, and all of these things that they had when they was under bondage. But brethren, I'm glad of this, that the Bible said the one that was leading them there, brethren, the deliverer, named Moses, the Bible said that Moses chose rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He had told them, don't look back on the flesh pots of Egypt, but let's just go forward. God bless your heart tonight, Silver City Church, and wherever you may be from tonight, that we don't look back, but that we press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, he's the one that feeds me. He's the one that gives me the nurture, the nutrients, and the vitamins that I need. Brethren, I remember being in meetings with Brother Junior Waddell, and somebody would be singing like we heard tonight, and he'd say, son, there's vitamins in that. Brethren, that'll give us that we need. I don't know about you, but I've been places in my life there like old Elijah was when he got down and out. Brethren, seemed like a lot of people's going for anything coming down the road and grabbing a hold of it. And brethren, I've felt like Elijah before and say, Lord, where's everybody at? Just simply lay down under a juniper tree, brethren, and wish for death. And say it's enough. But then the angel of the Lord came by and gave him something to eat. I'm glad to be feasting on some angel food tonight that we might have strength for the journey. Brethren, the angel said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Brethren, the Bible said when there's wandering there in the wilderness land and eating the manna and begin to think back on Egypt. They said, Moses, why didn't you just leave us down there? We was able to eat of these things freely. And now all we've got is this light manna. Brethren, the Bible said that God, he caused a quail to rain from out of the sea, from the air, and come down to the earth. And while the Bible said that while they had the flesh in their teeth, brethren, that death came unto them. I want you to know today, there's a lot of folks trying to replace the man of God with something man-made. And something artificial, but I want you to know, brethren, they don't nothing taste as good and satisfy my hungry soul like manna from on high. Brethren, and listen, as good as that was that the Lord gave to them people, this is going to get better as we go on. Brethren, the Bible said there in the 6th chapter of John, when Jesus began to tell them that he was the bread of life, he said, Moses gave you fathers. He said, Moses, he gave you father's bread. And he said, but I am the true bread from heaven. He said, your fathers did eat the manna, the bread in the wilderness, and now they are dead. But said, this bread that I shall give you, you shall never hunger, and you shall live forever. Brethren, the Bible said, as they began to listen to him, brethren, and they heard him, and they said, Lord, evermore give us this bread. He said, I am the bread of life. Why, the Bible said, he even got plainer with them than that. He said, unless ye eat of my flesh and you drink of my blood, ye shall have no life in ye. Brethren, the Bible said that it was a hard saying, and many turned away after that. But listen, he looked there to the 12, and he said, will ye also go away? And Peter said this, oh God, today I've tasted of things of this world, brethren, and none of them has ever satisfied me like the Lord. Peter looked at him and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Brethren, why, he is the bread from heaven. Why, and if you're hungry tonight, you need to come. The Bible said when he was born there in Bethlehem of Judea, why, and they laid him there, there in a little feeding trough where the animals were at. It's no wonder tonight that the bread of God was laid there, right where the animals fed. Tonight I read about a time, and I thought about it as I was wrestling with the Lord and begging for direction. You know why I was doing that? Because I wanted us to have a good time in Him. Brethren, and I wanted to bring the message that might feed you. I'd love to see one. I'd love to see 100 saved by the grace of God. But I want you to know tonight that God laid His heavy hand upon me, and He said this, go and feed my flock. Brethren, there's nothing more precious than seeing a lost soul converted unto the Lord and rising up off of the mourner's bench and having that glow about them. And you know they've tasted of it, and it was sweet unto them. But brethren, right up next to that, well, I'm just going to say this. Brethren, I used to get down and out wanting to see people saved so bad. Go and tell them and tell them. Every now and again, somebody will believe. But I heard a dear old man of God preach a message one time up in the hills. And brethren, he took a little glory stroll there across the pulpit, and he's preaching on reaping and sowing. And brethren, I never will forget it when he said, young preachers, I want you to know this. He said, if you do this thing right, you'll get just as much joy out of sowing as you will reaping. I found it to be true. Brethren, if I'm just to be a little seed sower for God, where one sows and another reaps, the Bible said, let them both rejoice together. Brethren, I love to sow the seed. You know why? Because I love to see you eat. I remember when my mother and mama, why, they'd fix a big meal, and we'd gather there at the table. And why, my mother, still to this day, you can't hardly get her to sit down. We'll all be about done eating, and she's still tending to us. She's still walking around saying, listen, are you not going to eat some of this over here? Let me get you some more of this. How does it taste? Is it good to you? Get up and get some more. Listen, brethren, it fills her soul to see people feast at her table. That's the way we feel when we're preaching God's word. Brethren, because of the calling of God, brethren, I love to see the people eat and enjoy what they're feasting upon. The Bible said there, listen, As the choir came and began to sing the song, "I'm a child of the King." I started to say a while ago, when we was there communing with the Lord during the song service, and I was checking up, "Lord, are you sure this is the direction you want me to go? This ain't just something I've come up with." Brother, I'm going to say this tonight, and I'll try to get back into Scripture. I'm just going to say it because it come to my heart. Troy, that's all I've ever known to do. Brother, I thought about a time when the Lord burdened my heart there for a little church. And brother, here comes some men out of my house, and they begin to talk with me. And they said, "Brother Michael, we want to know if you feel the same way we do. If you've got a burden from God for our church." And I told them, Chris, I said, I tried to get out of it. I was going to be content going here and there. Brother, I do enjoy it. But listen, the Lord, the King of all glory, give me the Macedonian call and said, "I need you to go over here." And I said, "Lord, as good as you've been to me, I'll just have to do what you say." And brother, and we got all that worked out and settled. That was really all that needed to be said. And then one of the deacons looked at me and said, listen, I'm just going to tell it. They said, "We want you to know this. Our Sunday school numbers have dwindled a little, and we're concerned about it. And listen," he said, "Brother Michael, if you've got any good ideas, if you can come up with anything that might help that, you just feel free to do it." He didn't have no idea what kind of bonds he was putting on me by even telling me about it. Brother, and I wasn't too concerned with what the number was. He said, "You just feel free and you follow the Lord." I said, "Brother, now listen, this wasn't my first church, so I had a little bit under my belt." And brother, and I said to him, let me say this to you. I said, "Brother, you've just talked to me about two different things. You talked to me about me coming up with something and having a good idea. And then you talked about following the Lord. I'll do that second one. But brother, in that first one, if that's what you got in mind, then you've come to the wrong man." Brother, I don't mean to discredit no man of God nowhere. I love my brethren. But I told him, I said, "If you're looking for somebody to come and say, listen, to get the number up, if y'all get to this number, I'll do this and I'll do that." Brother, I told him that we had little children at that time. They're grown now. And why I told him I believed in having a good time and I love to have fun. But when we do that, we generally go to Dollywood. And brother, I wasn't looking for no circus to be found at the house of God. Brother, I wasn't pulling no rabbits out of no hats. And brother, my head's already shaved, so I couldn't do that. If they reached a certain number, brother, I just wasn't wanting to do any of it. I said, "We'll come and support it." And brother, I promise you this, I'll fill that pulpit and I'll preach exactly what God lays on my heart, brother, and the rest of it simply will lay right where it falls. Brother, that's the way I am. That ain't popular, is it? But that's what I told the man. A lot of people is eating on things that's not of the Lord. The Bible said there, I don't know why I told that, but I did. But listen to me. The Bible said there was a king named David one time. And this is a good choir. Y'all got a wonderful choir. Have I told you that? I appreciate them so much. As they begin to sing, "Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King." The Lord. Lord. I said, there you go. Now you go the way I told you. Old King David, brother, he had a man that he loved there in his life named Jonathan. You know why they loved one another. Chris, I appreciate you, brother. And I've learned to love him more and more every time we've come into the house of God. Because, Troy, we've been in battle together. Brother, David and Jonathan there had been in battle together, and their souls was knit together. And, brother, the Bible said that when Jonathan, let me back up. I won't worry you no longer than what I have to, but that's what I'm doing, what I have to. Brother, when Jonathan's daddy was out of the will of God, King Saul, they was out in a battle one time, and Saul was like a lot of leaders today, spiritual wickedness in high places. And he said, until the enemy is defeated, don't nobody eat a bite. Don't just everybody be fasting, and don't nobody take a bite of nothing. But the Bible said that his son Jonathan, he was out with a company of soldiers, and he had not heard the words of his daddy. And the Bible said they was out yonder in the forest, in the wilderness. God can provide a table in the wilderness. Brother, the Bible said they come up to a little honeycomb. Jonathan took his rod and dipped it in that honey, and he tasted of it. Brother, and the people said, your father said, well, you're not to taste of it. But you know what he said? He said, do you not see how my eyes have been enlightened? Whoa, God, today, when we've been in low places in our life, when the doctor has said, I'm sorry, but the cancer has spread, and seemed like we couldn't see 6 inches in front of our face, and then all of a sudden the rod of God was dipped in his sweetness, and I could see home. My eyes was enlightened. I don't know about you, I couldn't see quite as good coming through the heavy rain tonight to the house of God, but I can see clear right now. Brother, and home seems a little closer. Why the Bible said that after Jonathan was killed in battle, that David, there the king, he said this, is there any yet left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And they said, well, Saul had a servant named Ziba, and they brought him there to the king. And the Bible said that King David began to talk with him, and he said, is there any left of your master's house that I can show him kindness? And he said, well, Jonathan, he had a little son named Mephibosheth, and he said, behold, he's lame on his feet. And he said, well, where's he at? Go and get him. And he said, well, he's dwelling there, if I can say it right, the house of Meshur, there in a place called Lodabar. You remember, I just really like this. I'll be fair with you, brother. We remember about them 5,000 being fed there in the desert place and commanded to sit down on green grass. If you look up Lodabar, you know what that means? Without pasture. Brother, when I was a little lad of a boy, lost and undone, without God. Brother, I was dwelling there in Lodabar. And when the convicting power of God broke my heart all to pieces, I wondered if I'd have the strength to get to the altar. But listen, there was a servant that came by and picked me up and carried me. Preacher, where'd he take you? Straight to the throne of the king. Amen. Brother, why'd he do that? for the sake of his son. That's why, brother, in the Bible said that Ziba went down and he got Mephibosheth out of Lodabar, and he said, come on, we're going to see the king. And brother, when they got there to King David, the Bible said Mephibosheth fell on his face, and he worshipped him. He reverenced King David, and King David said, fear not, because he said, Mephibosheth, he said, from this day, he said, I'm going to show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. And he said, you're going to sit at my table continually, and you're going to eat. Brother, he will provide a table in the wilderness tonight. He said, you're going to eat at my table continually. Not as a hired hand, not as just a little poor beggar, but when you sit down at my table, it's going to be as one of the king's sons. I want you to know tonight, I've never been to many fancy places in this world. And brother, I couldn't get in. Brother, the Cantrell name just won't get you a whole lot in the way of riches. Brother, I don't have very much money, but I've got far more blessings than I've ever deserved. But I've seen them on television and things to where they go in there to a fancy place and why they've got a little name card that tells right where their seat is to be. But brother, I'm going to tell you, as we tried to preach earlier this week, that's why I asked you girls to sing the wedding invitation. Brother, the supper will be in heaven, our new home on high. Brother, when I get to that marriage supper of the Lamb, I'm going to have a place at the table of God that only I can feel. I got my spot reserved a long time ago, brother. But before, between now and then, God will provide a table in this wilderness land. Mephibosheth came in and had a place there at the king's table. The Bible said, continually, continually. As one of the king's son, he told Ziba, he said, you and your servants and your sons, y'all go out and you till the ground. Y'all go fix Mephibosheth a big old garden. Y'all going to eat of it. Y'all going to fix it and serve him. But Mephibosheth will have a place at my table as one of the king's sons. Come straight out of Lodabar to the king's table. If you're here lost and undone tonight because what Jesus has done for us, what he's done for the whole world, when he went on a cross at Calvary's Hill and the bread of life was laid there in Joseph's new tomb and rose up the third day and ascended back to the Father and is seated at the right hand of God making intercession for you and for me. He knows when we're hungry, and he knows when we need to be fed, and he knows how to feed us tonight. Have you been fed tonight? Have you enjoyed eating at the table of God? I hope you have. I've enjoyed it, and I miss way. I plan on getting my share when I pull up to the table of God. While they come with a song, and while we stand together and sing, and Brother Chris comes down. If there's anybody here tonight whose soul is hungry and you found yourself in Lodabar, come out from that place. Come out from that place and find green pasture to sit down in and feast. And you'll be able to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. While we sing together tonight,